This morning on WCHL, parts of the county are still recovering from last week's ice storm, and two area school systems are staying home again today. Teachers in the Chapel Hill Carbora District are pushing back against teacher tenure rules laid out by the North Carolina General Assembly.
Stand behind the parents and the teachers in this district and help us to voice how horrible we think this line, how insulting it is to our teachers.
And the Department of Environment and Natural Resources continues to look into the coal ash spill that has so greatly damaged the downriver.
Basically, we have informed Duke that we plan to conduct detailed inspections of all the utilities' coal ash facilities in North Carolina.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carbora traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the UNC baseball team took the season's first series 2-1 against newcomer Pittsburgh. And
Duke is better than Carolina. Deal with it.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL and the beginning of a really nice day. Mostly sunny, high today about 70 degrees. Believe it or not, it's like springtime out there. It's certainly going to be nice tonight and tomorrow as well. Schools remain closed due to downed trees and power lines from last week's storm, as well as some power outages remaining. Orange County schools are closed today for students. It is an optional teacher workday. Alamance Burlington schools are closed today. Still, 3,356 customers of Duke Energy here in Orange County are without electricity. And still, 1,462 customers of Piedmont Electric in Orange County are without power as well. Chapel Hill Carborough educators are rejecting the changes to teacher tenure mandated by the General Assembly, and they want school board members to do the same. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Deborah Gerhart was one of 40 parents and teachers who came out to last week's Chapel Hill Carborough Board of Education meeting to demand the school board reject the state mandated changes to teacher tenure.
I just really am basically here to plead with you to stand behind the parents and the teachers in this district and help us to voice how horrible we think this line, how insulting it is to our teachers.
Wearing red to show support for education, the crowd asked the district's elected leaders to take a firm stand against the new state law that will do away with career status for teachers, instead offering four-year contracts to 25% of teachers, while the rest get year-to-year contracts. In an effort to sidestep the competitive aspect of the new law while still complying with the mandate, Chapel Hill Carborough administrators offered qualified teachers the option of volunteering for the new contracts instead of being ranked by school officials. Human Resources Director Arazi Adkins said this opt-in policy would prevent teachers from feeling that they were vying against their peers for job security and extra pay. Superintendent Tom Frisella agreed, noting district teachers helped craft the policy.
Our opt-in model, I think, makes a statement in and of itself that we don't agree with this particular law and the whole concept of merit pay.
But teachers throughout the district have resoundingly rejected the proposal. Adkins said of the 800 educators eligible to opt-in, only 10 decided to do so. Instead, teachers say they want the Chapel Hill Carborough school system to join the growing number of school districts that are protesting the loss of teacher tenure. Guilford and Durham County school boards have each voted to join a lawsuit seeking an injunction to stop the changes from being implemented, while the Wake County School Board adopted a three-page resolution asking the legislature to repeal the new law. Chapel Hill Carborough school board members said they stand behind the district's teachers, but they worry that joining the lawsuit could have unintended consequences, as the legislature could choose to appoint new board members if the district does not comply with state law. Here's board member Mike Kelly.
Unfortunately, in this state, the legislature holds all the power. The local governments, including school boards, have none that isn't granted to them by the legislature, and the legislature can take that away at any time.
Kelly and other board members urged the audience to focus on voter outreach to change the makeup of the General Assembly. School board members also indicated they would consider a resolution condemning the new state law while still offering four-year contracts to the handful of teachers who opt in. The board could consider that measure at its next meeting on March 20th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Town Council will consider adopting a new affordable rental housing strategy when the council meets tonight. The plan stems from 5 months of work by the Mayor's Committee on Affordable Rental Housing. If approved, the plan calls for more staff time and money to be dedicated to creating and maintaining affordable rental housing and the addition of an advisory board to oversee the process. The council will also consider a plan to restructure the town's advisory boards to help streamline the development review process. The council meets tonight at 7 o'clock, and the Southern Human Talent Services Center on Homestead Road. WCHL News Time, 6:11. More news in just a moment.
Hi, this is Wendy Thompson and Tracy Wright with Tony Hall & Associates, the Power of Two in Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
2014, what a great year.
Our spring market has already started.
Buyers are buying and homes are selling. If you're thinking of buying or selling, please call the Power of Two today. Call Wendy and Tracy at 919-933-8500.
At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses. We sell them.
This is Mark Vitale, CEO of All About Insurance. We're looking to add key people to our organization. Professionals in financial services and life insurance. Experience in those fields is necessary. We also have positions in outside sales to help build our commercial insurance enterprise. Experience there is a plus, but not required if you have a college degree. Compensation is very competitive. You will be well-trained and income possibilities are unlimited. Call Bill Astor, our president, at 919-616-3074. And Bill will put you in touch with me immediately.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get a $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Come in now and get the Galaxy Note 3 with 5.7-inch Full HD Super AMOLED display. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for four phones on AT&T Mobile Share Value with no annual contract. Additional charges for extra devices. Credit offer ends March 31st. Activate new line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Other charges and restrictions apply. 4G LTE availability varies. Visit a store for details.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL, is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
Good morning, it is 6:13 at WCHL. And other news this morning, as the fallout from the Dan River coal ash spills continue, the State Department of Environment and Natural Resources is working to uncover more about the negligence that led to the leak, the environmental impact it will have on the area, and how to prevent it from happening again. On Thursday, Wake County Superior Court ordered that Duke Energy, the nation's largest utility, halt its contamination of groundwater at 14 coal-fired plants across North Carolina. DENR issued violations to five North Carolina Duke Energy plants on Monday for failing to obtain the required stormwater permits. This comes just after the Eden site was issued two notices for separate violations of stormwater and wastewater discharge regulations. Jamie Kritzer, spokesman for DENR, told WCHL News on Wednesday the state inspectors will examine all of Duke Energy's coal ash facilities, and they'll do that next week.
Basically, we've informed Duke that we plan to conduct detailed inspections of all the utilities' coal ash facilities in North Carolina, and that we will be requesting that Duke provide both their engineering and their emergency action plans for those coal ash facilities, as well as maps for the facilities and videos of the insides of all the pipes at the impoundments.
DENR has enforced the rules regarding the coal ash impoundments for as long as they have been in existence. However, Kritzer said that the collapse of an old stormwater pipe at the Dan River site on February 2nd was beyond the regulatory powers of DENR.
The corrugated metal pipe at the Dan River steam station is not something that DENR has oversight over. We have oversight over what is coming out of the pipe and discharging to waters of the state, but as far as the construction of the pipe itself, I'm not sure that that would have been something that DENR would have had a hand in determining.
DENR, DENR, Department of Environment and Natural Resources we're talking about here. Coal ash contains toxic contaminants such as arsenic, mercury, and lead. It's estimated that the spill dumped at least 30,000 tons of pollutant into the river.
The first steps of this response were to ensure that Duke got the spill under control. when that stopped, we could focus more on environmental impacts. We had been doing water quality sampling as well as sediment sampling in the river from when this incident began, and we're also collecting fish downstream of where the spill occurred.
Kritzer said the agency plans to map and photograph discharge points at the facilities with coal ash ponds, noting the types of discharge points and their structural integrity. By investigating the emergency action plans, Diener will be able to determine if the preparations in the case of an incident like the spill on the Dan River are appropriate and detailed. The Associated Press reported that the Diener has given Duke Energy until March 15th to provide more information about regarding coal ash ponds.
As we work to address coal ash impoundment statewide, we are going to be taking a comprehensive look at all of the infrastructure at these sites so that we can make sure that these types of spills, like the one that happened in Eden, never happen again.
As information is gathered, Kritzer said the Department of Energy and Natural Resources will be more informed about how to mitigate the impact of toxic sludge coating approximately 70 miles of the Dan River.
What we're doing is taking a holistic look at all of the impacts that this spill could possibly have on the river itself, the health of the river, and the aquatic species that live there. The idea being that when we can determine those, we can better inform ourselves and others about how to approach both the long-term and the short-term cleanup of the river.
Neither the Dan River nor any of its tributaries flow into the three bodies of water from which OWASA, the nonprofit agency serving Chapel Hill and Carborough, provides drinking water. WCHO News Time, 6:17. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHO. This traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled maintenance and service happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda at South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Not a lot happening right now. Not a lot of traffic out there this morning. Not this early, but that situation will certainly change a little bit later on. When it does, Rand Northam is in the newsroom all morning long. He'll be keeping a very close eye on traffic. But if you spot anything we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL and let us know about things that we should be reporting. And you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It is going to be a really nice day today. Sunshine all day. High today about 70 degrees. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 45. And then tomorrow we're looking at sunshine with a high in the middle 70s. It's like springtime here. Tomorrow night mostly clear with clouds moving in after midnight. Chance of showers after midnight. Overnight low in the low 50s. 40% chance of rain. That will lead to a 70% chance of rain on Wednesday. Also kind of windy late in the day, and the highs in the upper 60s. So kind of up and down weather, but it's really like springtime out there today, and it's going to be like that later on as well. And we may as well go ahead and get to WCHL Championship Sports. I have to tell you about this morning. As you know, not a good weekend for basketball at Carolina with two losses to Duke University, both the men and the women. And let's talk about that for just a moment here. Jewel Lloyd scored 18 of her 26 points in the second half yesterday. Number 2 Notre Dame capped its perfect first run through the Atlantic Coast Conference by beating number 10 Duke 69-53. On Sunday night in the league tournament final, ACC women. It was tied at halftime, but Notre Dame dominated the second half. Kayla McBride added 25 points to help the top-seeded Fighting Irish 32-0 now, last year's Big East champions, win their second consecutive conference tournament and extend the first, the best start in school history with their third victory over the Blue Devils in 5 weeks. Haley Peters had 18 points. Elizabeth Williams finished with 17 points and 16 rebounds for the second seed Blue Devils, who are now 27-6. They shot 44% but had 20 turnovers. They reached the ACC title game for the sixth time in 7 years under coach Joanne P. McCallie, but were denied their second straight championship and fell to 1-9 in the overall series against Notre Dame. Notre Dame awfully tough to beat course, Carolina's women lost to Duke, and Carolina men lost to Duke on Saturday night as well. Just as I mentioned, not a good weekend for Carolina basketball against the Blue Devils. Virginia has the top seed for this week's Atlantic Coast Conference men's tournament, which begins on Wednesday. The fifth-ranked Cavaliers, who lost at Maryland in overtime on Sunday, have a bye in the Friday's quarterfinals, along with number 4 Duke, number 7 Syracuse, and 14th-ranked North Carolina. The Orange have the number 2 seed, followed by the Blue Devils and the Tar Heels at number 4. Fifth seed Pittsburgh, number 6 seed Clemson, number 7 seed North Carolina State, and number 8 seed Maryland all have byes into Thursday's second round. The tournament begins with number 12 seed Wake Forest and number 13 seed Notre Dame on Wednesday, followed by the number 10 seed Miami against number 15 seed Virginia Tech and number 11 seed Georgia Tech against 14 seed Boston College. Well, we do have good news to report. In baseball, the number 15 North Carolina baseball team pulled out a 2-1 series win over ACC newcomer Pittsburgh last weekend at Bosheimer Stadium to improve to 10-4 on the season. Benton Moss and Trent Thornton produced two solid starts on the mound for the Tar Heels in the doubleheader that was played on Saturday. Foul weather on Friday prompted a postponement of Friday's game. Freshman Zach Gallen allowed 4 earned runs in his Sunday start that saw Pittsburgh claim a 6-4 win to avoid the sweep. Next up for the Tar Heels is a busy midweek schedule. UNC will host George Mason tomorrow and Gardner Webb on Wednesday. Both those games, non-conference games, of course, and both games start at 4 in the afternoon. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. We'll have more coming up next hour on WCHL. And Art Chansky will check in as well to talk a little bit about Carolina and Duke basketball. It's all right here on WCHL.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
Tickets are on sale now for St. Thomas More Catholic School's 2014 annual gala and auction, the Starry Night, to be held on Saturday, March 1st from 7 to 11 p.m. in the Friends and Family Hall of St. Thomas More Catholic Church. Please join us for a wonderful dining experience catered by Savory Fare and Shiki Sushi while bidding on fabulous, one-of-a-kind auction merchandise. 100% of the proceeds raised go to support the enrichment of the students of St. Thomas More. To buy tickets or make an auction donation, please visit us at stmhsa.org. And thank you, WCHL, for caring.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's half off. It's half off. $499 for a photo booth rental, available now for $249. A photo booth rental is perfect for weddings, class reunions, birthday parties, graduation parties, and more. Your guests hop in and out of the booth, and within a few minutes, the photo booth takes the shots and prints out a strip in their choice of color or black and white. Give your guests a gift they really want. It's half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's available for limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Well, it's 35 degrees this morning at WCHL. Temperature's gonna double before this day is out. We look for a high today of about 70 degrees. A lot of sunshine on the way. Coming up, the Osgood File is next on WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. It is 6:25.
The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. He came out to the chorus of Tub Thumping, a classic piece of British anarchy rock. And he won the straw poll at the Conservative Political Action Conference by channeling the ACLU. More after this from Charlie.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of you listeners. LifeLock reminds us identity thieves know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is right on your tax forms. Here's a case in point. The Treasury Department announced that a former IRS employee used taxpayers' personal information to file multiple fraudulent returns, stealing more than $300,000 from taxpayers like you and me. Last year alone, identity thieves stole over $3 billion with fraudulent returns. This is too big to fight alone because nobody, not even law enforcement, can stop all identity theft. So if you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, then do what I did and arm yourself with LifeLock, ultimate protection. Visit LifeLock.com now and use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Or call LifeLock at 800-838-8040 and mention Osgood. 800-838-8040. 800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions.
All the conservative buzz suddenly is about Rand Paul, who was wildly cheered over the weekend at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. CPAC each year presents a parade of conservative stars talking about moral issues and a more muscular foreign policy, and of course, guns. But what made Rand Paul's reception so remarkable was that he didn't talk about any of that.
You may think I'm talking about electing Republicans. I'm not. I'm talking about electing lovers of liberty.
He started out talking about abolitionism and the moral crusade against the U.S. government's denial of liberty to an entire race, and drew a direct link to the liberties he says we are being denied today.
I believe what you do on your cell phone is none of their damn business.
It was a younger crowd of conservatives, 41% in favor of legal marijuana, 78% against NSA surveillance, and 100% against Barack Obama. But Paul didn't bring up Obamacare or Benghazi. He focused on the way he's fighting terrorism.
When Congress passed legislation allowing for the indefinite detention of an American citizen without a trial, he shamefully signed it while promising not to use such a power. A great president would have taken pen in hand and vetoed this abomination.
Senator Rand Paul, who won CPAC's presidential straw poll, giving a speech that could have been taken directly from an ACLU press release. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Come in now and get the Galaxy Note 3 with 5.7-inch Full HD Super AMOLED display. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for four phones on AT&T Mobile Share Value with no annual contract. Additional charges for extra devices. Credit offer ends March 31st. Activate new line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Other charges and restrictions apply. 4G LTE availability varies. Visit a store for details.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
This is Bill Cederberg of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions, located here in Chapel Hill. Been in business since 1986. We're a full-service design remodeling company.
At Cederberg Kitchens and Additions, they're proud of their satisfied customers.
One of the things I'm very happy to say is that, you know, I've been here in Chapel Hill 30 years, essentially, and working in this industry since 1986, which is, in my opinion, really great for us and allowed me to raise a family here in Chapel Hill, get to know so many different people. You know, our economy here has been reasonably stable for most of this time, even though we have, just like every community in our country, slowed down considerably and still struggles to some extent. But the fact is that we have had so many good referrals or repeat business from customers that we've known over the years that it was very possible. And actually, we have in some ways thrived in the last 18 months. Now, a lot of those people who were being a bit cautious in the years have come back to us and asked us to do that they postponed, essentially.
Remember the name, Bill Cederberg.
Go to our website at CederbergKitchens.com.
Cederberg Kitchens and Additions.
At 630 Weaver Dairy Road in the middle of the Cedar Village Shopping Center. And you can find us in phone book at 919-967-1171.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insight.
35 degrees this morning at WCHL. Look for a high today of about 70, believe it or not. Mostly sunshine today. Tonight, clear skies with a low in the middle 40s. And then tomorrow is sunny with a high in the middle 70s. Tomorrow night, things will start to change. We'll get some clouds in here with a chance for showers after midnight. Overnight low tomorrow night in the low 50s. 40% chance of rain. That will lead us to a 70% chance of rain. And presumably a really rainy day on Wednesday. It's also going to be kind of windy.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL. And you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
News update, I'm Dave Barrett. It wasn't a life raft that was spotted in waters south of Vietnam. In fact, there are no signs of that. Malaysian Airlines 777 that disappeared off radar over the weekend. 239 people were aboard. Sky News' Jonathan Samuels explains from Beijing that there are a couple of passengers of interest.
Two people were on stolen passports on board that flight, and the police chief in Malaysia has said that one of those men has now been identified. They've been looking at the CCTV footage. They've identified one of the people on a stolen passport. He wouldn't give any names. He wouldn't give any detail other than to say it wasn't a Malaysian man.
In Texas, James Wood is waiting for word of his brother, Philip, who was on board that Malaysian Airlines plane.
He loved to travel while he was over there, and his job gave him the opportunity to do that. And then we just found out, you know, well, he's going to Kuala Lumpur, going to get to be there. And he was excited about being in a whole new place.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 35 degrees in Chapel Hill. It'll warm up considerably today. Our high today, about 70 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. While we still can't get back to normal around here because of the ice last week, schools remain closed due to downed trees and power lines from last week's storm, as well as some power outages remaining. Still a lot of people without electricity. Today in the Orange County schools, there are no classes. However, it is an optional teacher work day. No classes today. Orange County schools are closed for students. Optional teacher work day. Alamance Burlington schools are also closed today. Still, there are 3,356 customers of Duke Energy in Orange County that are without power. 1,462 customers of Piedmont Electric in Orange County without power as well. Duke Energy says power is estimated to be restored to all customers by Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Quite a hardship on those folks who remain without electricity. And Piedmont hasn't given us any predicted time for the restoration of everyone's power with that company. Chapel Hill Carborough educators are rejecting the changes to teacher tenure mandated by the North Carolina General Assembly, and they want school board members to do the same. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Deborah Gerhart was one of 40 parents and teachers who came out to last week's Chapel Hill Carborough Board of Education meeting to demand the school board reject the state-mandated changes to teacher tenure.
I just really am basically here to plead with you to stand behind the parents and the teachers in this district and help us to voice how horrible we think this law and how insulting it is to our teachers.
Wearing red to show support for education, the crowd asked the district's elected leaders to take a firm stand against the new state law that will do away with career status for teachers, instead offering four-year contracts to 25% of teachers while the rest get year-to-year contracts. In an effort to sidestep the competitive aspect of the new law while still complying with the mandate, Chapel Hill Carborough administrators offered qualified teachers the option of volunteering for the new contracts instead of being ranked by school officials. Human Resources Director Arazi Adkins said this opt-in policy would prevent teachers from feeling that they were vying against their peers for job security and extra pay. Superintendent Tom Frisella agreed, noting district teachers helped craft the policy.
Our opt-in model, I think, makes a statement in and of itself that we don't agree with this particular law and the whole concept of merit pay.
But teachers throughout the district have resoundingly rejected the proposal. Adkins said of the 800 educators eligible to opt-in, only 10 decided to do so. Instead, teachers say they want the Chapel Hill Carborough school system to join the growing number of school districts that are protesting the loss of teacher tenure. Guilford and Durham County school boards have each voted to join a lawsuit seeking an injunction to stop the changes from being implemented, while the Wake County School Board adopted a three-page resolution asking the legislature to repeal the new law. Chapel Hill Carrboro school board members said they stand behind the district's teachers, but they worry that joining the lawsuit could have unintended consequences, as the legislature could choose to appoint new board members if the district does not comply with state law. Here's board member Mike Kelly.
Unfortunately, in this state, the legislature holds all the power. The local governments, including school boards, have none that isn't granted to them by the legislature, and the legislature can take that away.
Kelly and other board members urged the audience to focus on voter outreach to change the makeup of the General Assembly. School board members also indicated they would consider a resolution condemning the new state law while still offering four-year contracts to the handful of teachers who opt in. The board could consider that measure at its next meeting on March 20th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Town Council will consider adopting a new affordable rental housing strategy when the council meets tonight. The plan stems from 5 months of work by the Mayor's Committee on Affordable Rental Housing. If approved, the plan calls for more staff time and money to be dedicated to creating and maintaining affordable rental housing and the addition of an advisory board to oversee the process. The council will also consider a plan to restructure the town's advisory boards to help streamline the development review process. The council meets tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. A group of five students at Phillips Middle School in Chapel Hill won a $15,000 first place award in the National Lexus Eco Challenge. They call themselves Trash Terminators 2.0. The team is made up of Rohan Despondi, Vincent Chen, Elizabeth Farmer, Quentin Siredsky, and Graham Zimmerman. The Terminators wanted the school to stop sending so much trash to a landfill more than 100 miles away. They saw that it was costing the school too much money, and of course, there was a cost to the environment. So they decided to start a school composting program. Here's Terminator Quentin explaining the project along with his teammates at a presentation to the Carrboro Board of Aldermen back in January.
We set up composting bins in our school cafeteria in which students and staff dump all the compostable food items, which include food waste, food trays, and napkins.
Not only was it a sound environmental practice, it was also a learning experience for the students at Phillips. Worm bins were installed in classrooms so the students could observe the breakdown of organic material. The Terminators set up social media sites, made posters, and cut an ad that ran on local cable, all to educate the public about the benefits of composting. By all measures, the project was a success. Here's Terminator Vincent Chen at the Carrboro Alderman meeting.
We diverted over 80% of the trash going to the landfill by recycling and composting. We will divert 20,500 pounds of trash over 180 state days of school at Phillips.
This past week, Trash Terminators 2.0 was named one of eight first-place award winners in the Lexus Eco Challenge, an educational program that gives young people the incentive to learn about the environment and come up with ideas to improve it. According to a press release from Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools, the Terminators plan to use the $15,000 prize money to replace toilets at Phillips Middle School with ones that use water-saving technology. The Terminators also would like to invest in rainwater harvesting as a water source for the school, as well as solar panels as a power source. The North Carolina Democratic Party's governing board is meeting to decide its next steps to determine who will lead the party's day-to-day operations entering a key election year. The party's executive council was slated to convene in Greensboro on Sunday, a month after Chairman Randy Voller fired Executive Director Robert Dempsey. Voller has declined to give a reason for the dismissal. The 51-member council would have to sign off on any permanent replacement Voller offers. The council could agree more time is needed to review resumes. Voller appeared soon after Dempsey's firing to want to hire civil rights activist Benjamin Chavis. He backed off that idea, as many party activists opposed Chavis's candidacy. The party is trying to rebound from poor electoral showings in 2010 and 2012. WCHL News Time, 6:39. Coming up next, today's commentary from Terry Turner on WCHL. That'll be followed by Inside Carolina Basketball.
Healthy should be easier. At least we think so. We're Massage Envy Spa, and we're making healthy, customized massages easier for everyone to enjoy, especially you. We're all about easy scheduling, neighborhood locations, and a price that's easy to love. Just $49.99 for first-time guests. That's healthy, only easier. That's Massage Envy Spa. Schedule today.
Locations in Eastgate and South Point. 1-800-944-ENVY.
Hey,
Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadmans.
Breadmans on Rosemary Street?
Sure. They've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out a smiling.
Guess I better head to Breadmans today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadman's Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What, you think we only like a pizza?
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Tom McGarvey, an expert in commercial and business insurance with 12 years of experience.
Thanks, Mark. Commercial can be a very complex line of insurance, covering liability, auto, property, and workers' comp. I can make sure you have the right coverages at a fair price, and most importantly, we offer outstanding service for our clients. Call me, Tom McGarvey, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
Good morning, it is 36 degrees at WCHL 641.
Oh, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Terry Turner. I'm a board member of Chapel Hill Carborough Meals on Wheels. In North Carolina, we're proud of making top 10 lists for our universities, beaches, and best places to live. But did you know North Carolina is near the top of the list on food insecurity? Hunger is real in North Carolina. 1 in 5 North Carolinians don't have enough to eat. Here in affluent Chapel Hill Carborough, 30% of our school children qualify for free or reduced lunches. 30%. Aaron Keck of WCHL recently posed a question on chapelborough.com about Orange County's biggest hidden issue. Hunger and poverty were the overwhelming responses. Drive by the food pantry on a Monday morning and you'll see people lined up as early as 6 a.m. waiting for doors to open at 9. Hunger doesn't just impact our children and families, but also our elderly and homebound neighbors. There are many elderly residents in our community who live alone and cannot prepare their own meals safely. They are not eligible for school-based programs, and many cannot physically get to the food pantry. Experts say the economy is recovering, but for the poor in our community, that recovery is out of reach. Senior citizens who no longer work and live on a fixed income are at the mercy of the generosity of this community. The Chapel Hill Carborough Meals on Wheels has seen a 15% increase in demand year after year, and the demand is expected to continue. Last year alone, we served over 32,000 meals to 212 individuals, and this year we've already added 15 new recipients. No eligible applicant is turned away regardless of their ability to pay. Chapel Hill Carborough Meals on Wheels receives no state or federal funding. We rely heavily on donations to cover the cost of meals. Please consider donating. You can do this online at chcmow.org. No one's idea of the golden years includes being alone, homebound, or unable to prepare your own food. The senior citizens in our community rely on our generosity and are very thankful for it. This is Terry Turner.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelborough.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
643 at WCHL. Now let's talk a little Carolina basketball.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Behind 30 points from Jabari Parker and 24 more from Rodney Hood, Duke defeated Carolina Saturday night 93-81. The Blue Devils led by 3 at halftime, but played a nearly flawless second half to pull away from the Heels.
We got off to a bad start in the first half, bad start in the second half. First half, we were able to fight back. Second half, we were not able to fight back from their big-time start. Even when we got some turnovers, we ended up taking bad shots and didn't even capitalize when we got turnovers when we were pressing. But Rodney also, that was about as impressive I've seen in a long, long time. It was just, again, whatever it was, he was possessed. I thought tonight it was a fantastic exhibition. And between Jabari and Rodney, we really had trouble trying to figure out a way to try to stop them, and at the end of the night, we still didn't figure it out.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Surprisingly, Duke controlled the glass against the Tar Heels, out-rebounding Carolina 34-20, including pulling in 16 offensive rebounds.
The rebounding battle was, I thought, going into the game, I thought was going to be key, and I thought it would be an area where we could have an advantage. And instead, they just destroyed us on the backboards. When you look at 22nd chance points for them and 10 for us.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Not a good day for Carolina and Duke on the basketball court, and certainly not a good day for the Carolina women against Duke earlier in the ACC tournament. By the way, Notre Dame defeated Duke in the ACC women's tournament for the championship, and Notre Dame Fighting Irish remain undefeated at 32-0. What a season. 646 at WCHL. Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero all on the way.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. Rosacea is a common but misunderstood skin condition of flushing, blushing, and breakouts. If left untreated, the symptoms can worsen, and with time, people with rosacea may see a permanent redness in their face. If you've noticed signs of rosacea and are looking for help, request an appointment online with Central Dermatology Center at centralderm.net or call us at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
6 seconds on the clock. Taylor spins, pulls up, and hits the jumper. Let's go to the instant replay. Taylor made a move past the guard, and what was that?
Looks like he pulled out his phone and called Geico for a free rate quote.
In the middle of the game?
He saved hundreds of dollars on his car insurance and nails the shot.
You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him.
Students, alumni, and faculty of any ACC school could qualify for a special discount on Geico auto insurance. Call or go to geico.com/theACC.
Chapel Hill is a bike rider's town, and I love riding my bike. It's such a perfect feeling to be out there, man and machine working together, all the parts combining to accomplish something you never knew you could achieve. And that is the same idea I apply to my job. I'm Blake Smith, and I'm with CEI, the source in the triangle for your office equipment solutions. We can set you up with the best equipment and help you organize so all your moving parts can work together and achieve amazing things. Visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office.
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need an engagement ring or that custom piece that you've been dreaming of for a long time, go talk to Berkeley Grimble at Grimble Jewelers. Always there for you. Grimble's is Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next door to Whole Foods. Won't have any problem finding it at all. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, all dressed in a purple shirt this morning, matching tie. What a nice ensemble for a Monday. I'm impressed as always. Rand Northam, after a long weekend, still able to come in here and set fashion trends.
Well, thank you, Ron. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you look good. I'm glad to see you.
Well, hey, I like your shirt. Is that a little paisley in it, maybe?
It's a very subtle paisley.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it's not like jump out at you and knock you in the face paisley.
But that's right.
It's kind of low-key.
It's good. I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, anything happening on the roadways
today?
Well,
we do have a little bit of a slowdown right now. 15501 northbound between Estes Drive and I-40, seeing some slight delays. Nothing major there. Do be on the lookout if you're driving in northern Orange County, Hillsborough and above. as there are still many, many trees and power lines down as the school systems are out today. And again, still more than 3,300 power outages in Orange County right now as far as Duke Energy is concerned.
Horrible.
So still some hazardous travel conditions up there, and you need to be on the lookout. Don't get caught off guard by driving too confidently. That's really when it can sneak up on you. Things are moving smoothly, though, for the most part. I-40 seeing some smooth travel this morning. NC-54, MLK, Estes Drive, and Franklin Street moving without any problems as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again in half an hour or so, unless something really unusual happens.
Sounds good.
All right. It's time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, and your forecast is brought to you by Crown Honda, South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. What a concept. Dream Service from Crown Honda, South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. 36 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly sunshine. High today about 70. Actually feels warmer than 36 out there, but just keep this in mind. Temperatures are going to double before this day is over. It's going to be really nice today. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 45. Then tomorrow, another good day. Sunny skies with the highs in the middle 70s. Tomorrow night, we'll get some clouds moving in here after midnight with a chance of showers, 40%. Overnight low tomorrow night in the low 50s. And then on Wednesday, we're looking at showers and breezy with the highs in the upper 60s. And some strong winds later today, 70% chance of rain. Also, 70% chance of rain on Wednesday night. But between now and then, it looks pretty darn good, to be honest with you. Really, a couple of nice days on the way here. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Talk show host Ralph Emery is 81 years old today, the country guy. Let's see here. Actor Chuck Norris, 74. Dean Torrance of Jan and Dean. He's 74 years old today. Tom Schultz, the mastermind behind Boston, lead guitarist and musician, 67 years old today. Former Canadian Prime Minister Kim Campbell is 67. Let's see here. Blues musician Ronnie Earle, 61 years old today. Actress Shannon Tweed, 57. Actress Sharon Stone, 56. Magician Lance Burton, 54 years old today. Actress Jasmine Guy is 52. Music producer Rick Rubin is 51. Britain's Prince Edward is 50 years old today. Actress Paget Brewster, 45. Actor John Hamm, 43 years old today. Rapper producer Timbaland is 42. Actor Jeff Branson, 37. Singer Robin Thicke. Blurred Lines fame, 37 years old today. Olympic gold medal gymnast Shannon Miller turns 37. And country singer Carrie Underwood is 31 years old today. Actress Olivia Wilde is 30. And actress Emily Osment is 22 years old today. Some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today include Joanna Kramer, Elizabeth Amend, Beverly Sizemore, Stacey Payne, Donnie Springfield, Fail Vitale, Diana Oliver, Gil Madar, Richard Whitfield, Maria Velasquez, Julie Amos, William Sneed, Catherine Sanford, all celebrating birthdays today. And our birthday, we got a few more here. Baskin Cooper, Tom Proctor has a birthday today. Yes, Tom. And Walter Holt, the inimitable Walter Holt, who often sends us clean jokes, has a birthday today. Sonia Owens, who lives in Hillsboro, has a birthday today. And our birthday winner today is Ida Fiorentino. Ida Fiorentino actually was 96 years old on Sunday. My goodness, no way in the world she has 96 years on her. She looks so, we should all look so good at 96, and we should all get to be 96. But Ida Fiorentino, I understand, had just a wonderful celebration with her family over the weekend. And Ida, I hope it was a great day for you. And I was going to make her the winner on Friday in advance of her birthday, but then we had that big ice storm and all that stuff that goes along with it and couldn't do it. So she is our birthday winner of the day. Ida Fiorentino gets a $10 gift card from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. They always love taking care of their customers, and they will certainly love taking care of you. Happy birthday, Ida Fiorentino, from all of us here at WCHL. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Here we go, Freddie Kiger.
What's up?
Time for trivia, and that's enough to get me all excited.
You know what? You're going to like today's question, and of course you'll like tomorrow.
No,
you're going to like this one.
It's been a long weekend.
Yeah, oh gosh, yeah. There's a lot going on.
I know, especially for you.
Well, it's you know, you just know that March is going to be very, very, very busy.
It's March Madness.
All right. Yeah. Beats the heck out of sitting at home with the Etch-A-Sketch or
it does.
Playing Twister by yourself.
Yeah, by yourself. That wouldn't be very much fun, would it? What do you got today?
Nonsense songs.
Nonsense songs?
Nonsense songs.
So it's not Rock and Roll Tuesday, but this has something to do with music, at least.
Well, yes. That's why I thought you would like it.
Okay. Well, good.
Let's right, you ready? It. Everybody ready, folks?
Yeah.
Here we go. If the police did the do-do-do, da-da-da, and Manfred Mann did do-wah-diddy-diddy, then what artist did shooby-doo-be-doo-da-day? I should get points for just reading that one correctly.
Yeah, you should.
If the police did da do 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 da 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 da, and Manfred Mann did do wa diddy diddy,
dum diddy do.
Yes. Then what artist did shooby doo be doo da day?
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Noah Rennell's today's WCHL hometown hero.
I live in Eflin. I'm actually a partner in the farm. Really appreciate the opportunity to take farming to another level in terms of providing more opportunities. New farmer training up at the Breeze Farm up in Hurdle Mill, and then the processing center here certainly is moving this whole grow it local perspective forward for all the county residents as well as those who live around us.
It means a lot to work alongside these folks, doesn't it?
Definitely. Find it very rewarding. It's very challenging. There are lots of hurdles small farmers and medium-sized farmers meet in the marketplace and environments, get their businesses started and successful related to federal laws, local laws, and so on. But focusing on pick-your-own operations here coming up in the spring, starting with strawberries and then going on to blueberries and other products. Orange County is well known for the Carrboro Farmers Market, as well as the other markets in South Estes in front of University Mall, and also here in Hillsboro, the Hillsboro Farmers Market out by 86, and Eno River Farmers Market in the public market house here in downtown Hillsboro.
Noah Rennell's a real friend of farmers in Orange County, and, you know, he has a really interesting background.
My background as a child growing up, I spent a lot of time on a farm in Pennsylvania and then went after animal science degree at the College Park in Maryland, and was in the Peace Corps for a couple years, working, teaching in a vo-tech school in Central Africa. And coming back, I decided that I wanted to continue, went on for a couple more degrees in soil science and crop science here at NC State in Raleigh. Thoroughly was challenged and intrigued by all the opportunities related to making small farms and all types of farms relevant in today's marketplace and trying to find ways that folks can enter farming, can keep farming, and sell the products they have and be appreciated for that in the marketplace.
Noah Rennell's making things happen in Orange County. He's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
658 at WCHL, and good morning to you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, talking a little Motown, a little Stevie Wonder today.
Stevie Wonder was the correct answer. He did Shooby Dooby Doo Da Day. Great song.
Ah, yes, it is. As a matter of fact, I want to play a little bit of that this morning so you can hear what we're talking about. This is a good song from Stevie Wonder. It's Shooby Dooby Doo Ba Day. Good song. Bet you haven't heard this in a long time. Oh, by the way, Kevin Shields of Chapel Hill called in with the answer to the question. Kevin gets a swap trivia prize and gets a $10 gift card from the Cruisers.
Sweetheart, she's so faithful.
Ooh, yeah.
She's so true.
A little Motown for you.
A dream by Tomlin. A world is crumbling because of you.
A little Motown magic. Now you remember it, I'll bet. Good Congratulations, Kevin Shields. Freddie will have another trivia question for you bright and early tomorrow on WCHL. It's going to be a really nice day today, 35 degrees. Look for a high today of about 70 with a lot of sunshine.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock,
Carolina football.
No, he's not! Yes, he is! Touchdown!
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel.